Hi, Dressage Thrill Seekers. It's Bill. And I know you've clicked here to hear some stories from Dressage Unscrambled. I have to tell you, though, it's going to cost you. All we want is some feedback. We're talking about making the book into an audiobook, and you need to tell us if that would work for you to listen to it in the car, to listen to it with both hands free to do other things. Click on our link afterwards at the bottom of the page here. And just let us know. Thanks so much. Here we go. The first story is number six out of something like 123 of them. It's called Vending Machines. I must have been traveling too often, staying in too many hotels. You know how down by the ice machine next to the elevators, they always have vending machines? The ones with a big plexiglass window and a whole mess of snack items. Sun chips and Fritos and Ring Dings and Lorna Doones, each stacked on copper spiral holders, all in rows and columns. And you put your 75 or 85 cents in the slot. The machine blinks ready, 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 and all you have to do is select. Punch B4 and grind, grind, whoop, out of the slot at the bottom comes your Snickers. E6 and whoop, here are the Cheetos. In other words, once you've made the preparation, the machine is equally universally prepared to deliver you anything on its menu. It strikes me that it isn't a bad idea to think of making your horse a bit like one of those vending machines. This is what I mean. It drives me a little batty when someone has been trotting around for 5 minutes. I ask them to make a transition to halt, and they say, "Wait, I have to prepare him." Or they've made six halt trots. I ask them to canter, and they give me the "Wait a minute" response. Or after six leg yieldings, they have to get the horse ready for a turn on the haunches. Do I mean you shouldn't prepare for those things? It's not that at all. But like the vending machine that once prepared is able to deliver you anything, so should your horse, if he's on the aids, be equally ready to offer you whatever movement you need next with no more than the appropriate positioning and a rebalancing half halt or two. Preparation should be universal. Ready for one thing is supposed to be ready for all things. An underlying theme within the subtlety of riding a dressage horse is keeping up a fairly constant nonverbal conversational stream of, "If I wanted to, could I?" with him. In the beginning, the questions are blatant, broad strokes. Ask him to make a transition. Did it work? From his responses, trial by trial, you learn to file away in your memory what he needed to feel like in advance for that transition to have worked when and how you wanted it to. Tuning into how a horse has to feel before the fact brings you to where, like lawyers in those courtroom novels, you never really ask an overt question without knowing what the answer is going to be. Asking for a downward transition and finding it's not there becomes an oops moment. We try to avoid those. An old rulebook definition of a half halt described it in terms of creating or recreating attention and balance. If he's upright, holding himself, alignable, and listening to you, any movement ought to be there for you. And by maintaining the intimate interaction with him that queries, "Could I?" you encourage and enforce the balance and attention required to make all things universally and equally available, like the vending machine.